Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
You guys think, CJ, there's a lot of question marks and uncertainty about how that's going to go. And to have him come out and just be a total playmaker the first 2 weeks, what do you think that has done for you guys and for him in that locker room?
Well, I would say this. I gave him one of the game balls, and he kind of alluded to it. You know, you get football taken away from you, which he felt like last couple months, that's his story. And now he's here with a bunch of guys rooting for him, and he's grateful for the opportunity. And so it gives you just a greater sense of appreciation. And so he's always been a phenomenal football player. I think he's found a good home here in Chicago. Our guys are gravitating towards his swagger, his playmaking ability. I think he's quickly becoming one of us. So certainly not surprised by his performance. I've seen it for a long time now.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's my kind of sports radio right there.
On 670 The Score.
This hour is being brought to you by Jewel Osco, and if you are so inclined, they are people that will take your donated coats for the Bears coat drive. So you can do something really good with our friends over at Jewel Osco and drop off a coat for people who might need it. Our segment with Jason Leisure is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. And now we bring on the man who's clearly trolling me, even though he's one of my best friends. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Jason Leisure.
Hello, Lawrence. What do you mean I'm trolling you? Because there's multiple fronts in which I could be doing that, but which one are you referring to?
Well, let's talk about it, Jason. Lawrence, a couple weeks ago, said he set the over-under at 2.5 games for C.J. Gardner-Johnson to be here. That over's going to come in. You get a game ball after game two, that's probably going to come in. And it seems like there is some knowledge on CJ's part about what Lawrence has said, to the point that Lawrence has now been given a card directly written by CJ that I think came from you. It's got a Sun Times thing on the front. And so anyway, you planted the seed. You made CJ Gardner-Johnson aware of what Lawrence had said a couple weeks ago. Is that true or not, sir?
No, actually not at all. But he came in. But I did hear what I heard what Lawrence said. I think the day they got him, and then I heard what he said at the end of his first week of practice. About media said I wouldn't make it through the week, and I just put two and together, and I'm like, he's got to be talking about Lawrence. He has to have heard what Lawrence said, because while the sports book might have set the over under at 2.5 at Lawrence Holmes Circa Swim whatever, the unofficial off the record line that Lawrence gave I think was like 0.25.
that he's going to play a quarter, act a fool, and just get out.
Right.
But, I mean, all right, so that makes sense.
All I'm going to say is that I wasn't the only one concerned about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And
of course not.
Exactly.
Everybody was and should be. And here's something I want to find out about this week. Dennis Allen seems to have some special relationship with this guy because a lot of people have tried and not been able to connect with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And there seems to be something here where Dennis Allen knows how to talk to him, and C.J. Gardner has Gardner-Johnson has Dennis Allen's trust. And I mean, Lawrence, you would have said the same thing even as you had your doubts about Gardner-Johnson, and who wouldn't? Who, honestly, I'm sure the Bears did. You would have said, nonetheless, this is first string starting caliber talent, and it is hard to get that at all during the season, let alone for free.
The fact that the guy was sitting on the couch, even though he's clearly a difference maker, is what the concern is.
He started every game for the champion Eagles last year. And so this is not the same from a talent perspective at all as just getting a street free agent. Somebody that just, you know, their career might be over because they can't make it talent-wise. This is a lot different than that. But it presents a whole separate side, and past actions usually predict future actions. So there, by no means do two great weeks and two great games mean that this is going to be a long-term fit. It could be, because he's only 27, I believe. I mean, this could be somebody that helps you out for the rest of the season and maybe beyond if Dennis Allen and him really have that relationship where they can make it work. But there's no assumptions about that at this point.
But it does seem to be a guy who saw his football mortality, who realized,
yep,
I don't know how many more chances I'm going to get. And this is a guy who coached me in my first 3 years, and he's going to give me a shot. I better show up strong.
By the way, Matt, yeah. I wonder what his value could be once Kyler Gordon comes back, because he's playing Kyler Gordon's spot. But Kyler Gordon has played and played very well on the outside, mm-hmm, at corner before.
And you could use some help out there.
Yes, because of injuries and the wildly inconsistent play of Tyreek Stevenson, I would be tempted and probably would do putting Kyler Gordon on the outside if things are still going well with CJ at nickel.
Well, let's go down that path, because CJ's interesting. He's played safety before too, you know, but I think you're right about Kyler outside a corner. Nashawn Wright, I made the comment earlier, I don't think he's a starter in the NFL. I'd love to see when Kyler comes back, Kyler and Tyreek as your cover corners and Nashawn as your backup with CJ as your nickel.
Yeah, I think that you're going to need to, as they often say about like the offensive line or the defensive line, just get the best three corners on the field. And if you need somebody to play outside, Kyler Gordon has the experience and the talent to do it. That's not where he's most valuable to you and best if everything's perfect, if you've got Jalen Johnson and if Tyreek Stevenson is playing well. But in this situation where you don't have Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson seems to be a different player week to week, I would definitely do that. Now, but then that all hinges on things have to keep going well with CJ.
With the Bears winning, and we had a discussion about this in the last hour, there's a lot of, yeah, but, and I understand it. I understand where it comes from. For the people inside the building, how do they feel about their record?
Clear-eyed. And that's my favorite thing about covering this team, is that Ben Johnson, if you've been listening, and I know you guys have, Ben Johnson has kept it real throughout. Ben Johnson is not doing some of this big talk about where they're at like Matt Nagy would do. And he is very happy to be winning, but very sober about how much needs to be fixed and how far away this team is from being what it needs to be. The winning is good because obviously it's good, but also it puts them in a position where they have the opportunity, they have the chance to prove that they can play better than this. They are now going to go into a brutal second half of the schedule where they will be an underdog in most of these games. In my mind, they will be not just in Vegas. I don't see them right now beating those teams. They get the chance to prove you wrong. And if they can go 4-4 down the stretch, that will get them in the playoffs probably. And that will be a great accomplishment when you're in a transition year.
What did you think of the play of the quarterback yesterday in terms of the totality of the game, Jason?
It's hard to evaluate in that weather and with the drops. I saw PFF had it at 6 drops, and drops are a little subjective. You could also say balls that should have been caught by average to above average NFL receivers, and then the number would be even higher, I think, because that would include balls that aren't scored as drops. But, you know, you kind of expect somebody like Zacchaeus or Moore or Odunze to catch. Caleb was obviously great at the end. I didn't think he was particularly sharp throughout the game. And we're at this point where halfway through year two and halfway through a season of working with Ben Johnson, I'm waiting for that breakthrough. And Sunday didn't look like someone that's on the cusp of that. Obviously, he was really great at the end, but it's a big step from the way he's been playing to becoming a consistent, reliable, just killer throughout the game.
Him being great at the end, what do you think that comes from? Is it a level of comfort for him because that's what he kind of had to do at times at USC?
I think that when you, no matter what you do for work, when you are in a time crunch or when you are in a high pressure situation, some people have a lot of trouble with that. And some people, I think fold is too strong of a word, but they get caught up in the pressure. They get caught up in the ticking clock. They get caught up in things aren't going well. And, you know, bosses and management are going to be mad. Other people block all that out and just land the plane. Other people just don't even, they know it's there, but they don't think about it. They are just focused on the task. It forces them to focus even more than they normally would. And I would suspect there's something like that with Caleb Williams, where when there's no choice but to get it done, that's what kind of just locks him in from a focus standpoint.
I think that's spot on. And I think it's the nature of clutch and choke, and it's the nature of some people. And it's fascinating because we all know those guys who like did the term paper on 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon and did incredible work, you know? But Caleb does have that. It's still easier and better to stretch out your term paper over the previous 4 weeks or 6 weeks and actually do the note cards at the library. Like, I mean, it's still better to not put yourself in that position. But imagine what happens when you get the work habits and the structure to actually do it the right way. And also, by the way, just in case, you can be clutch at the end too. Then you get to special, truly.
Yeah, and Spiegs, what the point you're making about Caleb, I think, applies across the board to the team. And there was a lot yesterday of, this is exciting. This is great. We were determined. We never assumed this game was over. But also, we'd rather blow out teams. We'd rather have a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter and put a team away. And that is the part of this that is fun to watch, but not sustainable. I mean, if you take the Giants situation yesterday, 10-point lead with the ball, under 7 minutes left. Look at the rest of the Bears' schedule and tell me which teams are coughing up that lead. Cleveland? That's maybe it. I mean, those other good to really good teams, even just average teams like the Vikings, I don't see them coughing up that lead. And I like that from Ben Johnson all the way down, there is, again, a very clear-eyed view of this worked today. This was enough to get through today. This is not really the way we want to be playing and as good as we want to be playing going forward. If you contrast that with Matt Eberflus kind of holding up, we're 2-2 in our last four as some kind of victory or achievement, you can tell that things are a lot different at Halas Hall right now.
What were the things that Jackson Dart did that made the Giants look pretty good until he left the game?
Well, he's a really decisive runner, and that's something that Caleb could get a little better at. He's actually done well at that, I think, the last couple of weeks. There's been times throughout the first year and a half where I've thought it's the opposite problem you had with Justin Fields, where Justin Fields was too quick to just bail on it and run, and that is not a viable path long term. Caleb seems to be so resistant to do it sometimes when it's there. Just take it, especially if you got the chance to slide safely. Take those 7 or 8 yards and go to the next play. In Caleb's case, that is supplementing what he can do as a passer. It's not replacing it like it was with Justin Fields. Jackson Dart was doing that. Jackson Dart was passing well and then running really well, 11 yards a carry as a supplement to that. And I also think he was very decisive as a passer, just in general. I really like the decisiveness that he has, and it's raw. I mean, he's a raw talent, and he just saw his coach fired, so it's going to be a total reboot for him, just like with Caleb Williams in year two, just like Cam Ward is going to have in year two. But I think back to covering the Dolphins and being in the AFC East, and they're totally different types of quarterbacks, but the decisiveness is what links these two guys. I was watching Josh Allen as a rookie very closely, and Josh Allen wasn't very productive as a rookie, but you saw this decisiveness. You saw this certainty of where he wanted to go with the ball, and you just knew if everything else got tightened up, he'd be really, really good, and that did happen. They fixed his throwing, and he has become, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL.
So Jackson Dart has a lot of believers, and Ben Johnson among them now. After the game, he said, quote, "I think this quarterback they have is going to be a really good player for a long time." Just kind of tossed that off at the beginning of the post game. On the Bears defense, are we not realizing or perhaps not verbally crediting Montez Sweat for a renewed presence here? There are some numbers there in terms of the sacks. He has, what, 6 sacks? Or he's got 5.5 sacks for the year. He's got 1 sack in 4 consecutive games. But Ben said yesterday, "I feel like I've seen his effect for the last month or so."
I am too. And I think it helps when everyone else is playing well. I think you'll see that more so with Grady Jarrett out there than you did when Grady Jarrett wasn't out there. I talked to Montez about it, and he said when it comes to sacks, there really is this thing of them coming in bunches, and it's not just a cliche. He was explaining that when you get one, it just gives you so much more confidence that they're going to keep coming. Mm. And the more confidently you play, the more likely that whatever you think is going to happen on this play, you're going to be right. If you're sitting there and you just have this absolute certainty in your mind, "I'll be getting to the quarterback on this play," there's a good chance you'll be right. And if you're sitting there thinking, "Man, every time I get in there, I'm like just not quite in reach and I just can't get the guy," well, you'll probably be right about that too.
Clear eyes was the way that you described how the Bears are looking at their record. Now that you have more than half of a season hanging out with Ben Johnson, what do you think of him and how would you describe him?
I feel certain that they're in good hands. And I know it's a little early for that. The fan base is obviously very excited, but they don't have to be right. They can be excited and be excited about the next coach and the next coach and the next coach. As someone that's analyzing this objectively, it means something when you say that. You really got to be sure about it. I think there's so much evidence through half a season that they have found the right coach. And a big part of it is just that objectivity, that willingness to point out the things that aren't right, even as you're getting the results that you want, being able to identify flaws in your process, being able to talk straight to Caleb Williams, who I think needed to hear some of that constructive criticism last year and wasn't getting it. And another thing that I don't know if you guys noticed this in his comments today, but Ben Johnson has multiple times this year just volunteered that his play calling wasn't very good. in a particular game. And I think most of us would sit here and say, the guy's been calling a pretty good offense overall for them. Things are going well offensively, better than they've gone in a long time. But I think he has this self-awareness, and while he is very confident, he is super objective about every part of the operation, including his own part, in terms of the preparation and the actual play calling in the game.
Yeah, and he said it yesterday. He said that Caleb being able to do what he does at the end of plays, the end of games, helps Ben not have to be perfect as a play caller. And I don't think he learned it from his boss, Dan Campbell, but they're cut from the same cloth in terms of their willingness and ability to say, yeah, I screwed that up. All right, well, we'll try to do better next week. It is a lovely thing. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you. And keep trolling, you know?
Yes.
Keep talking to those players.
I'm not trolling anybody. CJ Gardner-Johnson is trolling you, Lawrence, but who is, last question for you before I go.
Okay.
Who is trolling you harder right now? CJ Gardner-Johnson or Darnell Wright?
I don't think Darnell Wright is I don't think that he's trolling me.
He's doing it on the field. He's trolling you on the field.
He's playing great. I never said that he wouldn't be a really good player.
You said they should have taken Jalen Carter.
And he's got a long way to go before I acquiesce on that one.
The way I find out that the Eagles have a game is I get a text from Lawrence about Jalen Carter. That's all. Oh, the Eagles are playing.
Not so much this year, though.
When do you ever have highlight reels of an offensive lineman? And 2 weeks in a row, you've got highlight blocks from Darnell Wright.
I'm hoping that Darnell Wright is a Pro Bowler this year.
He's catching up. He is definitely catching up. Jalen already
has all pros and a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he's got to see that.
Darnell's got a long way to go.
Yeah, we'll give it a couple years. We'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. He is not. He's thinking about pancakes because that's what he was serving yesterday.
Pancakes are delicious.
He was serving pancakes, and I'll give people credit when it is due, and it is due because pancakes were being had yesterday courtesy of one Mr. Darnell Wright.
Darnell's House of Pancakes.
That's right. That, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I'd go to that place.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good place to go.
Didn't Orlando Pace used to have one?
Did he have a pancake house?
I thought he did. Thought that was a bit that they did back in St. Louis. Not when he was here. That's for sure.
You calling St. Louis St. Louis now?
I just did.
You guys are close
I feel dirty. I feel ugly.
Just like the river?
Ooh.
We
need Nelly on the rejoin now.
I feel as sewage laden as the river itself.
They got a legitimate beef. We shouldn't have done that. St. Louis. That's a legitimate beef that they have with Chicago.
I'm still glad we did. Thanks, Jason.
Most people are.
All right, guys.
Bye, Jason.
Appreciate you. Josh Giddey is out tonight for the Bulls against the Spurs. That man had his ankles literally broken by a crossover.
Not literally.
All right, sprained. He had one ankle literally sprained by a crossover from DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, this is, Tanny, I don't know if you noticed, but this is Spiegs' way of kind of slowly being like, I don't think I'm going to go.
No.
I don't think I'm going
I'm
tonight.
Excited. We have a full show outing with plus ones tonight. Full show outing tonight.
Yeah, it would be very weird if Spiegs alone, although this is a great opportunity, some alone time to give it to yourself at home. send wife and child to Bulls game.
Wife, child, and child's friend. They're sending them all to the game.
We got these great tickets. Yeah. You guys are going to have so much fun.
We're all going. We're all going to see the Bulls in Wemby tonight. Spiegel and Holmes, we're going together to see the Bulls in Wemby, and we can report back tomorrow.
I'm going to get a hot dog just so I can see if it's the same raffing that we got from Spiro Ditas.
Oh, yeah. These are actual Chicago dogs. These are them. We had them flown in. No, you didn't, Spiro.
You did not.
That's why you're below Trump on the play-by-play depth chart.
You know who's really good at calling football games?
Who's that?
Greg F. Olson.
Crazy good.
We're going to share some of his best moments yesterday. He was really incredible. That's next here on The Score.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year, as we enter the holiday season.
It's holiday season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Bliss, Idaho to the University of Michigan, Loveland, the 10th overall pick, doubled his season totals last week with 118 yards and his first two touchdowns. And that was a big game, biggest game of his career, even before the game-winning score to finish it. A lot of people were surprised the Bears went tight end that high in the draft.
No, you can never go high enough.
That's true.
You can never go tight end high enough, Joe.
Greg Olsen knows you can never go tight end high enough in the draft. Greg Olsen, Joe Davis on the call. Why do you love Greg Olsen doing games, Lawrence Holmes?
He's smart and he's passionate and he shares it. He makes it pretty easy for you as a viewer slash listener to his commentary to understand what it is that he's talking about. He clearly prepares. He has talked to people inside of each building for both teams that he's covering, and he brings insight to it. Plus, now that he's coaching and he's coaching his kids, I think that he has an even more robust perspective on all of it, and it's just great. There's nothing better than watching growth and watching. I covered Greg and seeing the kid who walked in the door for the Bears to this man that he has become is really outstanding.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I love when I know that the person doing the game has a great understanding of the league. There was a moment early in that game when he said, look, like Joe Davis was like, oh, you think they're going to go for it here on fourth down? And he's like, yeah, anytime they're between the 40s on a day like today, this is a go for it league, is the way that he said that. It's just a knowledge. Like, and
he backed it up too.
Of course.
The thing about that cut, he backed it up with, well, here's my reasoning why you should go for it.
Yeah, and it's like, and we've heard broadcasters in other sports. I think of like when John Smoltz was so staggered that there was a closer even in thought process in the seventh inning when Joe Davis brought it up to him in the playoffs. Andres Munoz, the seventh? Hell no. Yeah, that's the league now. Thanks. So Greg Olsen knows the league.
And that balance between what the numbers say, what his eyes tell him, and what his experience is. Being able to marry all of that stuff is really great.
He touched on a bunch of different things regarding the offenses of the teams involved. Here he is talking about Ben Johnson and the receivers for the Bears.
Faked him a nun guy. Odunze is wide open, crossing the field for a Bears first down. Slammed out of bounds by Holland after a gain of 15 for number 15.
Well, probably the last missing piece to kind of put a bow on this is, again, under center play action. No teams throw the ball to more wide open receivers downfield than the Chicago Bears. And that's something that was the case in Detroit the last couple years with Ben Johnson. It's this misdirection run game. Everything looks the same, run and pass. And those are the telltale signs of a Ben Johnson offense.
You know that that statement, no team throws to more wide open receivers down the field, is backed up with metrics. I don't know whether he's using wide receiver separation or
he's probably using something way more advanced than what we have.
He's something proprietary or something that he's in bed with either PFF or, you know, Sumer Stats or Next Gen or whatever. You know, it's backed up with data when he says that.
Yeah.
So you can trust your eyes and trust the analysis as it comes.
This is him breaking down what Jackson Dart is doing and how the Giants changed a little bit and that it might have made Dart a little bit better.
Brian Daboll has tried to do his best to tailor this to his young quarterback. Jackson Dart for his entire life has been a shotgun, hurry up, spread offense guy. You don't see that a ton in the NFL, but Giants are doing that more than anybody since he's taken over. From a terminology standpoint, they try to simplify it as best they can so he can get up to the line, spend as much time as he needs scanning the defense and not calling out the play.
Green hand to your set.
Look to throw it again here. Turns the shoulders, delivers for Robinson again. First down inside the 45.
Yeah, and it's worth noting, this is by far the most under center offense we've seen out of Jackson Dart since he's taken over. And look at the ability to operate in the play action game. I mean, their run game has been completely irrelevant. Yet they can move the pocket, they can change the rush lanes. Coming in, he was about 15% under center. Today he's almost 40%. I mean, it's a significant difference.
And like we said, they've had him out of the shotgun because that's what he's done throughout his life. But the way to maximize things in the NFL these days is to do more of this. Under center, play action.
Having the numbers at hand for how much he's been under center versus how much he is today, because Giants couldn't run the ball to save their lives, but they kept doing play action and it kept working, and he's telling you why.
Yeah, the play action worked, and then later on their run game popped.
Yeah, it did.
Which was another reason why I was like, what are you doing, Dable? Like, that was like the main reason, the math and the fact that your run game finally got going.
And maybe that got going because the play action stuff was working, so linebackers froze a little bit. But yeah, Daboll, you were furious. Greg Olsen was furious in real time, or if not furious, at least judgmental about the decision to take the field goal.
Yeah, I think if you're Brian Daboll, you're telling yourself, like Kafka, the offensive coordinator, you've got to take four downs here. You've got to be able to take two more downs to get 3 yards. You do not want to settle for three.
They'll look to throw for it. Wilson, given time. Wilson runs. Russell Wilson got crunched. Still going down to the one. Wow. Russell Wilson was hit at the four. Got sandwiched. Kept on fighting. Fourth down and goal, and the field goal team's going to come out.
I just don't love it, right? I mean, you're on the 1 yard line. Even if, say, you fail, even if you're the Giants and you get stopped on fourth down, you're giving Caleb Williams and the Bears the ball down seven on the minus one. The likelihood of who scores the next point is actually the team that doesn't have the ball.
It's Brian Daboll saying, I get it, Greg, but we're going to take the two-score lead.
The groan by Greg when he sees the field goal unit come out there.
What'd you call him? What'd you call him in the thread?
I can't say what I called him in the thread. All I'll say is that it was a cowardly move by him, and cowardice needs to be punished. By the way, Mike Kafka is the interim head coach now.
Yeah, because Daboll did get canned today, if you don't know.
He deserved to be fired for that, a lot of things, but specifically that. Like, it was just so... And I know that it's very old school, and I know that people are, you don't take points off the board.
Yeah, you do.
But
you were
half a yard away.
Well, and Greg just told you that the numbers actually say that you're more likely to score next than the team with the ball.
Correct.
Yeah, so when you do that.
Where's your tush-push formation?
Greg went back to this very point at the end of the game.
Pressure coming. Picked up.
Tremaine Edmonds off the right side, just wins his matchup. I mean, it's been deja vu if you're a Giants fan. And it really just poses the question at some point, for all the good that Brian Daboll, the development of Jackson Dart, all the good that we've seen from him, they've lost some top guys to injury, but they had a chance to put this game away to some degree by making it 14. And when you play to not lose, as opposed to playing to win, it can come back and bite you.
Damn right.
Damn right.
And it did, and he earned it.
At some point, it raises the question, and I'm like, he's not calling for the firing of Brian Daboll, but he's setting the table for it, and then it happened here the next day.
And that's what I also think is really good about him, is that he's not doing this in the disrespectful manner, which I did it in the group chat yesterday. He's doing it in a very professional way of saying, I don't like what decision you made, and I'm going to explain to you, you being the viewer, why I don't like that move.
Yeah.
I'm backing it up with data, and I'm giving you my experience, and here's what they need right now. And I was like, man, that was cowardly. And I'm so glad the Bears made them pay.
The justice that we wanted was the loss. The Giants deserved to lose that one.
Because they played it not to win. They tried to play it in the middle of like, oh, we'll kick this like ridiculously short field goal because you're at the half yard line.
I think he's the best analyst in football. I think he's the best.
I'm trying to figure out who might be better at the professional level.
Collinsworth?
No. He's good, but he's not. He's good when he's focused, but he's not that.
I think Olsen is the best. I think Olsen is the best. He's got a real knowledge of the modern current game as it stands. Plus, you know, the old school mentality of having played it at a very high level. And he's easy to listen to and comfortable.
I like when Romo is engaged.
Pushy tushy.
When Romo is engaged, I think that he can be very good when he's engaged.
Pushy.
I like Troy.
I like Troy a lot. I like Troy a lot.
But I think Greg, like, also his proximity to the game. Like, he's not so far out of it that he can't, you know, reach out to people that he either played with or played under.
I'm a little exhausted by all the quarterbacks in our midst. And there's something about the tight end. The tight end is, as you know, you're part lineman, you're part target, and you know about the defensive line because you study it and you go against it. Like, he's got an overall understanding of the whole thing.
What I love about it is that you should be trying to draw people that aren't quarterbacks. You should be drawing from different experience. You know who's really good? Golic's really good. I love hearing Golic on Westwood One. And there's a guy that is passionate about the game, that looks at it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it just being like, is this person a retired quarterback of some note? Put them in the game, and they will explain football to you.
Yeah. No, it's more than just quarterbacking. The game's more than just that. That is for damn sure. So we'll stay on the announcer tip.
Yeah, we are.
Talk about some craziness that took place Saturday and somebody doing a version of play-by-play.
It was exciting. We'll share next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score
with Coach Sings.
Gus, thank you. Well, Coach, Indiana has never won here at Beaver Stadium. How does that change today?
This team's never played here.
This team has never played here, and this team is special. But you said your antenna is up when it comes to Penn State. What concerns you?
Nothing concerns me.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score
with Coach Sings.
Gus, thank you. Well, Coach, Indiana has never won here at Beaver Stadium. How does that change today?
This team's never played here.
This team has never played here, and this team is special. But you said your antenna is up when it comes to Penn State. What concerns you?
Nothing concerns. The time to be concerned's over. It's time to attack and play.
Thank you.
All right, Jenny, thank you.
Kurt Cignetti is a crazy person. He's just what college football needs.
Now, hold on. Sound a little bit like Ben Johnson with a Didi right there, which I didn't have a problem with.
I don't know. That felt a little bit more playful. Kurt's really good at being playful, and his team's really good, and he might
I don't
have.
Know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
Look, Kurt's going to be just fine. Indiana might be just fine.
He might have the Heisman Trophy winner, especially after what happened on Saturday.
But they were in a lot of danger in Happy Valley.
They were in trouble.
Welkemeyer, backside throw. Singleton makes a miss. Cousins inside. Singleton, touchdown, Nittany Lions.
What?
Touchdown, Nittany Lions.
Okay, so that's Penn State pulling ahead.
Then Fernando Mendoza drove IU down the field.
So Indiana, no timeouts. Down by four. We'll start at their own 20. They need a touchdown. First down. Mendoza. He's got to let it fly. And they get him again. Whoa, Zane Durant. Shot out of a cannon.
Fly.
So you can feel the momentum of Gus getting ready to implode. Like, you can feel that it's getting ready to happen. If something special ends up happening at the game,
what I really like,
he's
going
to spontaneously combust.
Sure, what I really like, he always leaves himself room for somewhere else to go. You know what I mean?
He does, actually.
Mendoza.
Okay, so now...
So that's that, right?
No. It's not that, because Indiana is now in striking distance.
Mendoza in trouble! It's out! Touchdown! Wow! Unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
I didn't catch most of that.
It was a touchdown to Omar Cooper Jr. in the back of the end zone, where he somehow got both feet down in bounds.
One of the greatest catches you've ever seen.
It's really amazing.
Touchdown! Wow! Omar Cooper! Unbelievable!
Why does he sound like Stacey King there?
That is that play-by-play? because I'm unfamiliar with that. I did 3 years of podcasts on baseball play-by-play, but that's football, I know. But is it really football? What was that?
Elizabeth, this could be that bad.
Can I hear it just one more time?
Mendoza, in trouble, it's out!
And give our guy Gus a lozenge.
Yeah, give the man
he
a lozenge.
He literally had nothing left to say Omar Cooper's name.
He had nothing left to give. And maybe that's what we should ask for all of our announcers.
Maybe so.
Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth, I'm coming again, Elizabeth.
Hold
oh,
on.
Lord.
That's
that's the big one, Elizabeth.
Coming that is you. Not the quote. And then when you add in
shouldn't,
the ad-libs
shouldn't
there.
Be the big one.
It feels like something else you're trying to say, Stacey.
It's not appropriate. Gus sounding like he's in a Limp Bizkit cover band there at the end.
He did it all for the nookie? Texter, you only need 1 foot down in college, Lawrence. Yeah, but he got both down. Which is
he's training for the NFL.
Which is the point, you jackass.
Don't let the random Texter get you down.
No, I like this.
We're going to the Bulls game as a show. We're going to have an incredible time. We're going to be at the banner level. We're going to be right next to the banners. We're going to see Wemby tonight.
Not from as high up as we are.
Banner level.
Yeah. He's the only person we're going to see because he's so tall. But actually, the banner level is where it's at.
It's where
y'all.
It's at, man.
We're going to go check it out and report back.
It's so high up, we're going to high five Wemby.
I know there's a bar up there, but I can't remember if we can get food up there.
We can. Food and drink. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
There's all kinds of stuff up there.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, look at this. They drove it over.
Let's invite that Texter. That Texter and Lawrence can come hang out together.
I don't want to watch college football with that idiot. I'll tell you that much right now.
We had such a good day.
You did. Mine was going great until the 815 Texter texted in.
Don't take him home with you.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel.
That's me.
I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much. Not that Texter, though. Thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. We'll have Bulls thoughts, too, on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
All right, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that presentation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.